on 1116 SEN, a summer of cycling update for Bike Bug, Australia's number one bike shop online and in store, bikebug.com.
And our man following the summer of cycling is Mike Tomalaris. G'day, Mike.
Hey, Kevin. If knighthoods were given out to Australians, I think you'd be up there, don't you think, Sir Kevin?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Sir Kevin Hilly just got a real ring to it, Mike.
Yeah, good to talk to you, mate.
Hey, Sir Bradley, it was Sir Bradley Wiggins, isn't it? Didn't he get knighted?
That's right, he did. Look, they give out knighthoods in Britain like, chocolate 10-cent pieces. It's they're a dime a dozen over there. But look, to be fair, Bradley Wiggins, who officially retired only 48 hours ago, he's been a twin of the sport, both at track level and, of course, winning the Tour de France in 2012. Look, I think he's the most capped Olympian in British history. So,
wow.
Look, he is an extraordinary athlete and leaving a tremendous legacy. So, look, awarding him with a knighthood, I think it's warranted.
Now, we get underway tomorrow. The Mitchelton Bay Cycling Classic kicks us off down at Geelong.
Yeah, look, it all starts. The Australian summer cycling season kicks off from January the 1st and extends until the first week of February. And there are five big events. And you're right, Kevin. It starts with a three-day or race series of the Bay Crits, the Mitchelton Bay Criteriums. It all kicks off in Geelong and then follows on to Port Arlington on day two, and day three will be at Williamstown. But after that, you've got the Nationals in Ballarat, the National Road Championships, followed by the Tour Down Under, followed by the Cadell Ocean Road Race, and followed by the Herald Sun Tour in early Victoria. It's a great summer, the domestic scene down here, because we've got some terrific talent coming down here. At Down Under, for example, we've got the double world champion in Peter Sagan. We've got Chris Froome taking to the roads of Victoria for the Cadell race and also the Herald Sun Tour. It's going to be great to see the superstars of world cycling that you normally see on SBS in the big races like the Tour de France. Well, you can rub shoulders with these guys and approach them if you're a fan of world cycling, because they're here. They're here and they're here now.
Yeah, you're right. You're so up close and personal. The other thing that if you've never watched these guys go around somewhere like a Williamstown or Geelong, where you really can get fairly close to the action, the speed they move, and a really interesting point someone made to me the other day, the trust within the riders in the pelotons is quite remarkable.
Kev, there's no protection on these guys, just a piece of lycra protecting their bodies. They do breakneck speeds up to 70 kilometres per hour when it comes to the final sprint. They're hot dog courses, and what I mean by that, they're sort of up, followed by 180-degree turns at both ends. So very, very technical, very tight, very fast. And if you come down, you lose a lot of bark. And you're right, there is a lot of trust. These guys are seasoned handlers on these machines. They're sprints, don't forget. They're not long-distance stages like we see at the Tour de France. It's a circuit race, as we'll see in Geelong from tomorrow, Port Arlington the next day, and then Williamstown. Very exciting. And don't forget, it's all free. And you can't ask for much more than that.
Yeah, and around Williamstown, when they come around, down the Strand there and down Nelson Place and all that,
yeah.
It's so good to watch. It's so such a great spectacle.
And very European, too, at this time of the year. You've got the cafes down Nelson Street there, Nelson
yep.
Parade, is it? The cafes, it's the atmosphere is wonderful, the sun's out, and, it's just like being in Europe without having to leave Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the emerging stars, we've seen a few Aussies emerge in the last sort of summer or two. Mike, who are you expecting to come out of the clouds for this coming summer?
Well, every time I talk to you, Kevin, at this time of the year, we always talk about this young fellow from Sydney, Caleb Ewan.
That's the one.
He's a three-time winner and going for number four. The rider that's won the most Bay Crits or Bay Criterium series is Robbie McEwen. He's a five-time winner. Robbie, of course, retired. But Caleb, at 22 years of age, has already picked up three. He's a seasoned campaigner now when it comes to the World Tour, but he loves racing in Australia. He loves this time of the year. He's a reigning national criterium champion, close to winning stages in 2016 at the Giro and the Vuelta. But when it comes to racing against homegrown talent, he is head and shoulders above the rest. He will be hard to beat. Scott Sunderland is another that's coming through. Scott actually beat Caleb in an event 2 weeks ago down at Port Melbourne, the Shimano Criterium. And I really don't take much into that because Caleb, of course, still preparing for January. That's where his bread and butter is. So it's going to be interesting to see if anybody can top Caleb Bjorn. 22 years of age, he's got the world at his feet. As for the women, Kev, you've got Chloe Hoskins, who is not only Australia's best sprinter, but up there amongst the best in the world. And you've got the defending champion in Peter Mullins. It all kicks off in Geelong at 5 p.m. on New Year's Day tomorrow. So get down to Geelong, Ritchie Boulevard. It's going to be pretty exciting, I think.
Yeah, no, it'll be fantastic. And as you mentioned, that's the first of five major events. Cadell Evans, is his race taken on a little bit more importance and been given a little bit more chutzpah within the racing circle this year?
Well, it has. It's now part of the World Tour, as is the Tour Down Under. The World Tour starts in January in Australia and continues through the year with many events. I'm not exactly sure how many. I think there's about a dozen for the men and about 10 for the women. But to be to have World Tour status is a big deal because points are up for grabs, and if you can accumulate the most points by the end of the year, well, you're deemed a World Tour champion. So, you know, there's a lot of incentive for these big-name riders, not only from Australia, to take part on the big races here, but also you see many Europeans, and we'll see them at the Tour Down Under, we'll see them at the Cadell race, and many will stick around for the Herald Sun Tour as well, including, as I mentioned, the three-time Tour de France winner in Chris Froome. So,
hey, Mike,
a big summer coming up.
With the fact that it's not an Olympic year or a Commonwealth Games year, is there any lull like we see in some sports for national championships and other events like that, given that you're not heading towards qualifying for an Olympic or a Commonwealth Games?
Good question, Kevin. When it comes to the velodrome, the track, there is a little bit of a lull, although there is still a World Championships taking place in around September. But when it comes to the road, I believe that those riders that are taking part in the Giro, the Tour de France, the Vuelta, and the World Championships later in this year or next year, when it comes to the road, I think those events are bigger than the Olympic road race. And that's not taking anything away from the Olympic Games, but to wear the yellow jersey, for example, at the Tour de France and come home a winner on the Champs-Élysées in Paris with yellow on your shoulders like Chris Froome has done three times, well, you can ask Chris himself, I'm sure he will tell you that a yellow jersey is far more prestigious than an Olympic medal.
Oh.
It's the same, I think, in world football. To win the World Cup is far more prestigious than, say, a gold medal at the Olympic Games for the same sport.
Yep. Hey, Mike, where technically and equipment-wise is cycling going? We see it in golf and all the other sports where that's where you can get the edge because physically you can't do that much more anymore to make your body get you there quicker. So you try and do it through your golf club or your bike. Is that moving which way is that going in the sport of cycling?
It's incredible. It's incredible, Kevin. The technology advancements that take place each and every year is just incredible. I mean, the weight of a bike, for example, the legal limit is 6.1 kilometres. You can pick it up with your fingernail, your little fingernail, if you wanted to. There's a lot of money being invested into aerodynamics. These riders are put through their paces during the off-season for wind resistance, all the technical stuff that comes with trying to go faster, trying to win. There's a lot of money at stake in professional cycling. And when you invest as much as the teams that are taking part in the races like the Tour de France, you've got to come back. And they want to see their riders standing up on the podium on the big stages of the world. So it's a big money sport, just like football is, world football, just like motor racing is, just like golf is, just like tennis is. Cycling is up there among the best. So the advancements in technology, well, they're taking place each and every day, let alone each and every year.
Hey, Mike, what does winning a Tour de France, what does that mean financially to the rider that wins it, and how much would it cost them to get there?
It means a lot. Look, in terms of winning the Tour itself, it's quite valuable. But it's not extremely, when you compare it to other sports, it's not up there with say, winning an Australian Open tennis title or a major in the world of golf. But what you get out of winning the Tour de France is endorsements.
Yeah.
And you are set for life, like Chris Froome is. He has people just clamoring over him, just like Tiger Woods, I guess. I mean, when you look at Tiger Woods' career over the last 12 months, he hasn't done much. The last 5 years, as a matter of fact, he hasn't done much in terms of results. But the corporate world is still clamoring over each other to try and get a piece of Tiger to endorse their product. The same can be said for those riders like Chris Froome, and Cadel Evans, for that matter, who have won races like the Tour de France.
They're licensed to print money almost.
Exactly.
Mike, the weather conditions, we've had exceptionally warm conditions in Melbourne over the last couple of days. Thankfully, tomorrow and over the next couple of days, looks like early 20-degree temperatures, so the riders are going to love that.
Yeah, they're going to love it. And I think the crowds will love it too, because when the temperature hits 35, 40 degrees, it's a recipe for staying indoors. But tomorrow, it'll be perfect. Geelong is a cycling town, and I wouldn't be surprised, Kev, when the contract for the National Road Open Championships are completed in 2017. Well, the tender goes up for the next town that hosts it. And I wouldn't be surprised if Geelong is in the running to host the Nationals. It's a cycling city. It always has been. And that's the reason why the 27th Bay Criterium Series is taking place in Geelong. It's if you look at the history, Geelong is always up there when it comes to supporting Australian cycling.
Absolutely. Good on you, Mike. Look forward to having you on this radio station right across this summer of cycling for the Big Five events. And that starts tomorrow. Have a good night tonight and all the best for New Year's Eve. And we'll talk to you in 2017.
And my crosses, incidentally, Kevin, are being brought to the listeners by bikebug.com.
Yep.
And it's great to have them on board because they were great supporters last year. They're doing it all again in the summer of cycling in January.
No, fantastic. They're Australia's number one bike shop online and in store, so check it out, bikebug.com. Thanks, Mike. Have a good night. We'll talk to you in the new year.
Thanks, Kev.
Mike Tomalaris will be on the radio right across tomorrow, of course, with that, as you mentioned, the race getting underway in Ritchie Boulevard, Geelong, at around about 5 o'clock tomorrow. That's stage one of the Mitchelton Bay Classic. And stage two on Monday is at Port Arlington, and stage three around the Strand and Nelson Place there in Williamstown. So some terrific cycling. Get really nice up close and to it. And Mike will bring it to us right through the summer, thanks to Bikebug, Australia's number one bike shop online and in store, bikebug.com.